Oh, hi. Sorry for barging in here into this room. You're the Battle Saint partner of the guy who lived here, right? Yeah, that was his name. Yeah, look, can we sit down a bit? I have to tell you something. How long you've been waiting for him? 7 years? Wow. Long time, I guess, to wait for someone, only to have just some scarred, beat-up, old-looking man here, I guess. But it's an important thing I need to tell you. He died while we were out there, outside of the cities. I'm sorry, I don't know what else to do, but I made a promise to him that I needed to tell the person he cared about the most that they were gone. And he made the same promise for me if something ever happened to me out there. And I'm real sorry about that. Yeah. So why did he leave exactly? He didn't really mention anything about why. But he did talk a lot about things. About the other world that we and him kind of, it's complicated. I mean, me and him, we're not really from here, this world, whatever it is, filled with monsters and battle saints, whatever you girls are that can fight things, having to partner up with people. But we had a weird flaw, I guess. We remembered our lives before we ended up here. We had memories. We fully remembered our lives in this other world, and we were trying to figure out while we were wandering the wastelands outside of the cities just if there were others like us out there, people who remembered who they really were. And it was a tough job surviving out there with just me and him. Talked a lot about ourselves, though, about our lives beforehand, and he wanted me to tell a story, I suppose, about how he met someone in the real world. Once there was this girl. She was with a friend, and she ended up dating this friend. After a while, when they would hang out, the boyfriend would hang out with his friend, and the girl would constantly tease his friend, acting all cutesy and everything to try to make him jealous because of how awkward, apparently, he told me that he'd get to feel out of it. It's kind of weird. I made fun of him about it, but was all in good fun, though. Whenever we would have nothing to do there, just sit there by the fire and talk. But then eventually, the girl started to find enjoyment in teasing this other guy. So she decided to ask if she could annoy him. Eventually, she did. She talked to him, mainly because the boyfriend she was with at the time started to be a little bit distant and neglectful. But it's not important, I guess. I mean, it's not how it ended up for them in this story. So eventually, he ended up earning her heart, I guess you could say, by singing What he told me was a really stupid song about not wanting to talk and just get down to doing dirty business. So that was a good laugh for me. But then eventually he told me that he really started to care for this girl. And then he eventually just truly loved her. He couldn't really explain why. She made him feel like he was better than anything. Like he was more than just some loner out there in the world. And they were together for a while. You know, the usual couple stuff. Ups and downs, fights in between, romance, family problems, but either way, they persevered after a while. But then, whatever the hell happened to the real world, he told me that just like me, he woke up here in this world. He didn't understand it. His body was different. His face, his hair, it was all different, but he could feel it. He could feel it in his head that he still had the memories of his original self there in the real world. And whenever we would walk around looking at other people, we could somehow just sense when other people had memories of another self within them. We tried talking to them to see if maybe they could recognize it, maybe get them to remember who they really were. And there were some cases where it sort of worked, but most of the time it was just flashes of memory. To them, it almost felt like those memories were, well, just like it would be for us here in this situation, just a dream. But for me and him, it wasn't a dream. They were real. They felt real. We knew they were real. We were convinced too when we realized that somehow, after the world disappeared and we ended up here, that we brought back things. Mementos, I guess, of our lives back then. Maybe a way to help us keep focus. Subconsciously, maybe that helped us do it. It's hard to say why these trinkets, I guess, came back with us. Mine? It's nothing. It's just a locket that I had kept a picture of my wife and helped me remember where she was. And that was why I was wandering the world with him, trying to find her. And I lucked out. I found her. And I showed her the locket, and she was able to remember. It was a lot of heartfelt things, but for him, though, he just kept wanting to wander out there in the world, and I owed him a debt. He saved my life a few times, so I had an obligation to help him, and he was a good friend. I couldn't really leave him like that. There was something I felt I needed to help him about. He has that effect on people, huh? I'm not surprised. He, well, was a bit of an annoying kid, but he had a good heart. How'd it happen? You'd think it would be something major, you know, like some beasts out there, those giant horrors that live outside the cities, wielding who knows what powers out there that it needs a battle saint like you to help fight. But no, he was killed by simple bandit marauders out there in the wasteland, just starving for food. I told him to leave, but the dumb bastard just wanted to stay there. He wanted to fight because he felt he needed to protect someone. Don't know what he was protecting, though. It's just me and him there. Maybe he felt the need that he needed to prove himself stronger. But after it was over and I was able to take out all the mercenary bandits there trying to kill us, I just went to his side and I held him. He just looked at me with tears in his eyes and just asked me to keep my promise to tell you that he was gone and to ask you a question. Sorry, this is really hard for me, you know, having to tell someone to be the bearer of bad news and all, especially for someone who's been waiting, well, like you said, 7 years for him to come home. But, well, he told me, though, that he left you with something. His memento. What was it, by the way? A ring. Let me see. Funny. It's just an old ring from that Lord of the Rings thing from the real world. And he just gave it to you thinking that would maybe help you remember him? So you don't forget him while he's gone. Right. Yeah. Seems kind of like him. He was always kind of selfless like that. So, what I'm here for, the question that he wanted me to ask was, well, do you remember? Yeah. He could feel it from you that there were memories in there. He wanted you to try to remember them. And that's what he asked me to ask you when he was gone. And that's why I've been trying to make it back and why I'm here. So, do you remember? You do. For how long have you finally remembered? Over a year. Well, what helped you remember? I mean, it must have been the ring, right? A song? What song was it? You played the piano, huh? Promise? By Romeo? I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend, it's just, it's a really cute song that you two chose to make as your song. So you remembered then who you really were? You did. That's good. I mean, well, I guess now you can remember the real him. What? Hey, I know it's hard having to hear this, but you don't need to just decide that on your own. Killing yourself, I mean, yeah, it's hard finally remembering the one you love and then just having some random guy tell you that they're gone, but you don't need to just decide that you're going to kill yourself. Wait, you don't need to do that. You don't need to start thinking that he's gone forever, you know. He's always going to be there in your heart and your head. And you don't need... Here, he wanted me to do something else before I left. He wanted me to pat your head. You don't need to live without him, cause, well, I'm here. Yeah, I know it's probably hard to, you think I'm crazy here, but here, look at me. Look past the scars. Look past the facial hair. Really look. It's me. Babe, it's me. I'm right here. You remember. You can see. Ow. Sorry, you didn't need to punch me about that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to lie to you. Just, well, like you said, I was gone for 7 years, and we were together there as a partner. You were off fighting monsters there, and I was by your side, backing you up, and all I felt that entire time, when I was there with you, all I could sense was just those memories locked in you. And when we were together, every time you looked at me, every time you would try and call me by my name or call me senpai, my heart hurt, because every time I looked at you, all I could see was the real you. The real you locked in there. That's... Fuck. That's the you I wanted to be with. I didn't want this shell you're in. I wanted to be with the woman I loved, lost from that world, that I can't get back. And that was all I wanted back. I didn't care about me. I didn't care that much about this world that I was trapped in now. But when I looked at you, I could see it. That you were in there. And I just wanted it back. I couldn't live with it. Knowing that you loved me. That you loved this idea of me. And all I could think of was just being with the girl that I had come to love from that world, and I just wanted a fragment of that life back. I didn't want to be without you, not this you. I couldn't live without it, and I'm sorry. I felt like I had to leave, because every time I was with you, and when you wanted to be close to me, I could just see that real you, and I remembered all those memories I had of the real world. It hurt so much that every time I would look at you with some hint, hoping you'd remember, you didn't. Every hint I'd drop, a word here, a mannerism there, a way I'd hold your hand, or I'd pat your head all those times, and you wouldn't remember. Even after I gave you the ring, you wouldn't remember. So I had to leave. I couldn't bear not living with that memory to be real. I needed to find something, some way to maybe make you remember me. To bring you back. And while I was gone all that time, you remembered on your own. It was a stupid song of ours when we were together in the real world that made you remember me. So stupid. I should have thought of that from the beginning. Damn it, why? Why couldn't I remember you for that? It's okay now, though. I'm here. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere ever again. I'm not leaving you. I'm here, babe. I finally have you back, and you have me back. We're together again, even in this fake world that we honestly have no real idea how it even happened. But I'm grateful that I was able to get you back here. Yeah. Yeah, let me hold you again. I missed you so much. So much. To have this back. Nothing makes me happier knowing that you're here right now. The real you. I'm so happy. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I'm sorry. I definitely missed that. I missed that a lot. And, well, I missed a lot of things too. We can make up for it. I mean, well, we are in my room after all. So, here. Just get this stuff off. Sorry about all the scars and everything. It's been rough living out there outside of the cities without you. You're always watching over me there, killing those monsters with your powers and all, so it's a little bit hard when you're just a slightly stronger human after all this world, so yeah, you can touch me. It's you know, even though your body's different, I could still see the real you even now. The real you that was locked inside. And your skin, even in this new body, still feels the same to me when you touch me. Yeah, just, that feels good. I'm sorry. Yeah, let me just take these off. So, it's first time in a long while. I mean, about 8 years we were together for a year before I left, and yeah, I remember. I remember the words to it. Yeah, I'll say it. I'll give you my heart. But you've got to promise. Promise to hold me. Love me forever. Way past forever. I never forgot it. I was just too stupid to realize that maybe that was the best thing to use. Here. I want to touch you, if that's okay. Wow. You look great. Even in the new body you have now, but you're still beautiful to me. You always were. You still shiver every time I touch your chest like that between your tits. It's okay. Yeah. Still sensitive, I see, huh? No, I still like your cute little mounts. They're always fun. Yeah, but hey, easy. It's not a blunt instrument, you know. It's still got a mind of its own down there, so be a little gentle with it. I wanted to please you. Well, yeah, I know you wanted to make up for it, but you don't need Yeah, I remember how you pounced on me like that. I miss that too. Well, you're definitely ready. I mean, you're soaked. Well, damn, not gonna waste time, are we? Babe. Kiss that corner of my mouth. Yeah, it's something I've missed a lot. Thanks. I really miss that. Damn. Well, the new body, I guess, is definitely a lot tighter than the real one you used to have, but. No, it feels good. It's just the way you're just going crazy, whispering senpai in my ear is just real cute. You never used to say it all that often back in the real world. You kind of had to force it out of you, but the fact that you just call it to me often now, it's really makes me happy. I guess it's just a weird fusion of you having lived so long without your memories, and now that you remember them, it's second nature to you. Yeah. Sorry, let's not stop talking. Let's get Yeah, sure. Yeah, just move your leg up like that. Yeah. Come with me, please. Guess I held out just long enough for Felt better than we were in the real world, because, well, we're finally back together all this time. And I'll never leave you again. Never like that. I promise. As long as I remember you and you remember me, I always love you, babe. Now, then, and way past forever. I'll always, always love you.